This I Believe. Dr. Alvin Johnson is perhaps best known as the founder and first director of New York's New School for Social Research. Then in 1933, he conceived the famous University in Exile, a refuge for the persecuted scholars of Europe, a part of the New School. His knowledge is encyclopedic, and his vitality seems inexhaustible. Among other things, he has been a teacher, a journalist, chief editor of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, and a pioneer in formulating anti-discrimination laws. In addition, he is a prodigious writer. His autobiography, Pioneer's Progress, was published recently on his 75th birthday. Here now is Dr. Alvin Johnson.
This I believe, that the life of human societies is governed by a law of progress. And I believe that progress in all times has had one single moral objective, to establish the rights of man, of all men, to equality of opportunity under the sun, and to the generous solicitude of the better equipped, the more fortunate. We are warned that civilization after civilization has risen to glory and has decayed and perished. No civilization based soundly on the moral law has perished. There has been no such civilization in history. Great pyramids and towers have been reared and left to us by civilizations sunken under the waves of history. Great moments of art and poetry and philosophy have shone upon the world to grow dim and flicker out. All these achievements have been built upon a base of slavery, of exploitation of the common man. They stand out as historic relics, but the civilizations that produced them have fallen, like buildings resting on foundations of rotten rock. Can our civilization endure? We have discovered welfare, and we work for it. Are our people perishing for want of bread? We set myriad abilities at work to entice bread from the willing soil, which has in its bosom bread for all and to spare. Is our brother suffering from wasting disease for which he knows no cure? We have thousands of our ablest minds working on his problem. Is our brother living miserably in the dark of the mind, pernicious illusion crowding upon pernicious illusion? We put at his disposal abilities once reserved for the sons of kings. Yes, we are still afflicted with the evil ideas of an era that, by the grace of God, is liquidating. We have Victorian economics and Marxian economics spitting fire at each other over the trembling peoples. That will pass. I believe in my fellow man, in a lifetime considerably exceeding the psalmist's 70 years. I have met no man or woman whom I could set down as hopelessly devoid of moral possibilities. I have known persons driven to crime by insecurity and fear. Our society is rapidly developing power to abate insecurity and fear. I have tried in my small way to be helpful to my fellow man. To accomplish my purposes, I have needed help, and I have never failed to find it. I believe that a better era of the world is dawning. I shall not see it in its full light, but that is indifferent to me. My interests, my hopes, my ideals will live on in the bosom of time, and these are the really essential parts of my own being.
That was my old friend and teacher, Dr. Alvin Johnson, whose genius for growth in others is due in great measure to his faith in humanity.